Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Monday morning, June 30th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Congo's extended cobalt export ban is unlikely to yield positive results. The Democratic Republic of Congo's extended cobalt export ban is unlikely to yield positive results, despite being the biggest producer of cobalt globally. The expiring moratorium on cobalt exports failed to shore up cobalt prices, leading to a three-month extension. This presents learning opportunities for gold and copper exploration firms like Aston Bay Holdings Limited. The current market headwinds in cobalt can impact strategic planning processes. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Aston Bay Holdings Limited in the company's newsroom. Rocks and Stocks provides deep insights into the mining industry, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit rocksandstocks.news.
Siren Biotechnology and Rise Robotics win top honors at Superpowers for Good Live Pitch, Q2 2025. Siren Biotechnology and Rise Robotics were honored at the Superpowers for Good Live Pitch Q2 2025. Dr. Nicole Paulk of Siren Biotechnology won the Supercrowd Award for her innovative cancer treatments, while Hiten Sonpal of Rise Robotics received the Judge's Choice Award for their energy-efficient motion systems. The event showcased four founders with active regulation crowdfunding campaigns, including Neopenda and Namecoach. Winners receive prizes from sponsors like Digital Niche Agency and King's Crowd. The next live pitch is scheduled for September 2025, offering entrepreneurs a platform to showcase their impactful ventures.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.